Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, the Panthers took the opening kickoff. DeMario Davis intercepted a pass from Bryce Young, but roughing the passer, called against the Saints. The Panthers kept the ball. A few plays later, the Panthers scoot in the end zone. It's 7-0 Panthers. Tyler Shuck then was sacked. Next play, moved out of the pocket, then stepped up, avoided defenders, and completed a 52-yard pass. Then a run, then Foster Moreau, haven't heard that name in a while. He caught a pass, and it was first and goal on the two. First and goal on the two. The Saints broke down, had to settle for a field goal, so now it's Panthers 7, Saints 3. Saints defense continued to stop the Panthers offense, and the Saints offense gave Shuck no protection in the beginning, and the Saints had to punt. Then the Saints defense stopped the Panthers again, and they did that all afternoon. The Saints had the ball 4th and 1, and they went for it. Taysom Hill got it. 3rd and 7, Shuck threw a perfect pass to Chris Olave down the sideline, 62 yards. And Chris Olave was being fondled on his way down the sideline and caught the ball anyway, and it was a touchdown. Saints lead 10-7. Taysom Hill dropped a pass. Yeah, we talked about how it seems like maybe they could do a better job using him a little more often to confuse the other team as to how they use him. If they put him in several times a game, it wouldn't be so obvious how they're going to use him on any given occasion. So the Saints defense continued to stop the Panthers. Then Shuck hit Olave, who made an incredible catch for a first down. 4th and 4, 27 seconds left in the first half. Illegal procedure against the Saints, and they punted. Then halftime, then DeMario Davis got a great solo tackle early in the third quarter. Nathan Shepard blocked a Panthers field goal attempt, but at that point, it was ruled a free ball. The Panthers recovered, so instead of the Saints having the ball after the failed field goal attempt, the Panthers had it 1st and 10 on about the Saints' 30. The Panthers had a fumble on a handoff exchange, and Pete Warner recovered the ball. Then it's 3rd and 2, and Taysom Hill got stuffed. 4th and 1, Kamara scooted through for the first down. Taysom Hill was then pressured. He threw the ball away, and then Shuck came in. He was sacked, and the Panthers took over. I'm just going over some of the highlights. Saints defense continued to play well throughout the afternoon. Alante Taylor intercepted Young's pass with a great catch. Alvin Kamara continued to really find nowhere to go, just going up the middle. Then Shuck is pressured. He moved around. He hit Juwan Johnson for a touchdown. It's 17-7, Saints leading the Packers. There was what I thought a terrible roughing the passer call against the Saints. That was not roughing the passer. I mean, he barely touched him. Chris Olave was held and still made an incredible catch from Shuck with about 6 minutes left in the game. Then Kamara's doing his juking and jiving for a first down around the end. Taysom Hill faked a handoff, kept the ball for a first down. Coach Moore kept Taysom Hill in for several plays, which I thought was brilliant, and that led to production. And the Saints were on the 6-yard line with 2 minutes left in the game. They're into victory formation. Should the Saints have tried to score? I mean, the goal of the game is to score as much as you can. So they've got the game won, 2 minutes left. You know, there's a part of me that thought, you know, just run a couple of plays. And if you get in the end zone, great. But I understand that if you've got the game won, why take a chance on something happening? And, you know, why rub it in? You know, I always talk about the killer instinct that the Saints need to have, but that's not the killer instinct that I'm talking about. And I don't think it was necessary, although I'm sure a lot of people wanted them to just, you know, go for it and score. But the Saints won the game 17-7. They've got a bye week, and then the Panthers in the Dome. And it's time to really bring back the concept of Dome Field Advantage, because the Saints haven't been winning in the Dome. This would be a great opportunity to come back on fire after the bye week, after the win and then the bye week, and to just come back on top of the world and just knock the pants off the Falcons. All right, the Saints started to really show their muscle in the second quarter with that 62-yard touchdown pass to Chris Olave from Tyler Shuck. Here it is.
Here comes some pressure. Shuck out of the shotgun. Throws it deep down the far sideline looking for Olave, who makes the catch. And Olave will just tiptoe down the sideline into the end zone for a touchdown.
All right, third quarter saw two huge blocked field goals, and here's the first one.
So Ryan Fitzgerald will come in for a 48-yarder after the incomplete pass. Blocked! The Saints got a man up there and blocked it. We'll have the football at the 30.
But good things still happen for you. How about that?
I believe that's Nathan Shepard, based on the congratulations that are being had his way. He's already got a huge sack on the day. The Saints have the football, blocked the field goal.
And the officials really had to dig into the rule book to explain the second one. And some Houdat fans, including myself, were initially confused by it.
We need to call down there and tell them where the ball is.
The ruling on the field is that the ball was touched by the receiving team beyond the line of scrimmage and recovered by the kicking team.
That's their ball.
By rule, it's Carolina's ball, first down. The play has also been reviewed.
Okay. Just because they touched it?
Cam Jordan touched the ball.
But and so it was did beyond, Nate Shepard.
It was beyond the line of scrimmage. So that's where you tell everybody to get away. If you can't scoop it immediately, it's get away.
Yeah, that was a confusing moment there. Anyway, just overall, love the all-white uniforms with the white helmets. The Saints' defense was better at tackling, better at solo tackling and group tackling. Again, I like the idea of leaving Taysom Hill in several times a game for several plays. Tyler Shuck, I thought he had a great game, and he showed a lot of poise, even under pressure. He was accurate with his passes. He moved around. He got out of the pocket. He extended plays. And he looked like an experienced quarterback, not one who was playing his second game in the NFL ever. So I think there's reason to be excited. And here's the point that I want to make. The team seemed to play for Tyler Shuck. There was unity. And they seemed like a team on a mission. You know, if the team had the mentality that Tyler Shuck is ultimately going to be the starting quarterback, and you're starting Spencer Rattler in the beginning, but Tyler Shuck is the guy. You know, I wonder if subconsciously the Saints realized that I'm not saying they didn't try hard, but that Spencer Rattler wasn't the guy. But when Tyler Shuck was in there, I got a sense that this is the starting quarterback that they were expecting. And they got a chance to show how they can just really ramp it up. And I think they... You know, you hear about this with quarterbacks. The team played really well for Tyler Shuck, and I was really happy to see that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.